All right, let's do this. Welcome to the Unqualified Podcast. We're talking about Acolyte. So I'm joined here by Bludging, Mr. Brian, and SaberX7, Mr. Kevin, and myself, Joshua R., the tinsel titty fucker who got fucked over because he watched Star Wars Acolyte Episode 3.
Why did you make me do this, man?
I'm sorry. I like doing...
I was so much happier before I watched that episode.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
Oh, I did. I for sure thought they would. This is the kind of shit they've been doing for a while.
Yeah, I kind of figured too. I just didn't expect it to get to this extent. Like, holy shit. Oh.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A little ridiculous.
Let me just break down what's going on as is custom. Spoilers. If you haven't seen Star Wars Acolyte, good. You're not missing out. It's one of the worst Star Wars medias I have ever seen. And bear in mind, I'm almost done catching up on the rest of the Star Wars shows Disney has produced. And this tops the fucking cake. Like, the story
it's
turns
not
out
even
that,
a contest.
Like, episode 2 ended with, like, a little bit of intrigue because they brought up a Jedi Wookiee, and I was like, okay, I'm curious now. And then we get to this shit. Absolute fucking atrocity of an episode. They're expecting us to believe that witches using the Force, which I understand in, the Force resides in everybody, including witches, but there is an active lore of witches in Star Wars, and I don't remember a lot of them really using the Force.
No, they're traditional witches, like casting spells and making chemicals.
Like
potions,
Night Sister
concoctions
witches,
and such.
Like, Night Sister witches were fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Which would have been great. You don't want to talk about Night Sisters. It's how you lost your everything.
Yeah.
No, we get...
Like...
We get a group of witches, which, for those of you who don't know, this is the third episode in an 8-part miniseries, and it's a full flashback episode. Like, it's...
Yeah, which was unneeded.
It does nothing to build on the timeline of our... So we lose an entire episode. We get a filler episode for an 8-part miniseries.
Which doesn't make sense
to me,
by the way.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Like, holy fuck, dude. This one had pissed me off so much, because at the time I had watched this episode with both Bludging and Saber one at a time, so I have watched this episode twice.
I'm so sorry.
The second time made me more upset than the first time. And I only watched it because it's the only way I can get Brian to watch the episode. Because
I don't want to watch this crap.
I told him straight up that this episode sucked. And now I'm paying the piper for it, because holy fuck did this episode fucking suck. Like,
dude, like,
so much inconsistency.
I'd like to maintain the opinion I had from before I watched this show, saying that it was most likely hot garbage. Now, after seeing this hot garbage in action, I can say for certain that it is. I wasn't wrong.
It's worse.
You have a definitive answer. It is actually hot garbage.
So, pretty much what the episode entails is that we get our backstory to Osha and May. And it's very clear.
Don't give a shit about
it. It's very clear from the beginning that May is a little bit darker than Osha. And we find out that they are actually the offsprings of two lesbian witches. And pretty much they're only children in this exile community. Exiled by who? Nobody really knows.
Nobody cares. Like, they're trying to make us care about these fucking characters, and I just don't give a fuck about them. Like,
they're not really very interesting.
They're not. Like, and the whole sequence is not interesting. We get a little bit of force training by the witches of a new force tactic that I've personally never seen, where if you hold hands, you then get stronger force. That's the power of two.
the power of two. Yeah, like that's
if there was like, you know how like everything was talked about, like the writers of the show pretty much were just given like the base knowledge of Star Wars and they ran with it. That's what, that's what this whole episode felt like, because they kept talking about the power of two, and anybody that knows Star Wars, basically you mention anything two, it'll lose to the Sith, but these guys are also
That's all I could think about.
Exactly. I'm like, so are they Sith? Are they not Sith? But they're saying they're not dark either, so I like, no part of this made sense.
Well, here's the other thing. They're like, do you remember those commercials for the old KOTOR or not KOTOR, the old Republic game?
Yes, amazing.
And they had the
twins,
the update for fucking for the power of two, the fucking twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that killed each other. I'm like, did they really just rip that?
That
shit off
was of the old all Republic? Thinking about from that, man. I was just like, oh, so they're gonna be Sith, right? They're clearly like gearing up to both be Sith, because all of them, because this is all the Sith do is. You know the power of two people.
Mm-hmm. The rule of two.
Exactly. You know, it's the power of one. No, it's the power of two. Mm-hmm. Like, there was so much they could have done with that. So many things. And they were like, nah, let's just do lesbians.
And the acting was...
That's what I mean, man. There was level the choreography bad. Was bad, the acting was bad. I mean, the sets were nice, the music. It's always going to be fine. It's a LucasArts production at that point. But like, all I could see was, I get it. You really like lesbians. That's it. That's all I could see through that whole episode.
Yeah, I mean, the episode was a little bit like, there was some depth to it. Like, the whole point of the episode is that you had the five Jedi that are, or the four Jedi that are being hunted. Okay. They're there on the planet trying to basically, they're trying to show that the Jedi are trying to kidnap these children, essentially. And
that's just Jedi doing Jedi things.
Yeah, that's just Jedi doing Jedi things. And, you know, the witches obviously aren't having it. And I just can't just freaking.
They literally said, get off my fucking lawn, you fucking weird space monks.
And then they were like, wait, we can't attack the space monks because then we'll have an army breathing down our necks.
Yeah, like the most realistic line of the whole fucking episode, too, by the way.
Yeah, we can't fight them, you know that, right?
And then in one sequence, they destroyed the entire lore of Star Wars, I'm just talking about the original trilogy. They destroyed the Chosen One arc in one line, and this is how you know that people who didn't watch Star Wars before wrote this freaking show.
Wait, but you haven't heard, which idiot from the cast was this that was talking about when Anakin blew up the Death Star? Oh,
freaking the dude with the black guy haircut that no black guy actually has.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Yeah, that dude. Like, holy fuck. Like everyone's shooting themselves in the foot, like, this whole time.
So, if y'all who are respectable Star Wars fans know that Anakin became the Chosen One based off of one sequence of that happened in his life, and that was the fact that he was born of the Force. Similar to Jesus Christ, he was born without, like, the consensual, like, without sex. He was born without sex. He was born by the Force. These twins...
Literally the Force itself.
These twins is alluded to that the witches manipulated the Force themselves to then create the twins. Thus, killing the Chosen One story arc.
That's not an illusion, dude. They said that they have no father. They would have to have done this.
They ripped off the exact lines from episode one to deliver the whole thing. They have no father.
The boy has no father.
I just can't believe this actually exists.
I'm going to be honest with our audience here, because I am actually actively playing balloons while talking about this. This is how much effort we're putting into this podcast. This is the same amount of effort they put into this fucking episode. Like,
dude, I'm walking around my house and shit.
They ripped off so many lines from other episodes. Clearly someone watched fucking Star Wars.
At some point, yeah.
To make this episode still trying to call it original. And on top of that, I mean, some of y'all haven't seen the memes I've been posting.
Oh, because... I saw the memes you sent me on, that you
no, texted. No, not you, our audience. Oh, whoever is listening to us rant about this fucking atrocity of a TV show. But Jesus.
Rack, man.
Like, what the fuck, guys? we're hearing now, the amount of crap they're putting on the audience that is expected to pay to watch this shit, and yet all of us, they don't want us to criticize it either.
Well, like,
it was
so, like, there was an interview, and so, like, we're in the High Republic. We're, you know, there's infinite amounts of lore out there to pull from to create a kick-ass storyline. And they didn't work with any of that. In an interview, the director, which if you looked her up, you know that you feel the energy of somebody who, if she was not a director, she'd be blue hair and screaming at people in the streets. She basically in the interview said that basically she was asked, so according to the math over the timeline lines up, a certain Star Wars character would be about 750 years old during the time period of this. So is there any chance that we might see this character, alluding to Yoda? And yeah, and she responds to, oh well, that would have been awesome if we were able to get Yoda. And I'm like, what do you mean that you were able to get Yoda? It's not like you're Fox freaking making a Marvel
stick. Actually, that makes perfect sense. You know why? You guys know why? Because Baby Yoda prints Disney money, and they ain't letting nothing touch that right now.
But it wouldn't even be this Yoda character would be 750 years old.
It could be Baby Yoda. It could just be fucking Yoda.
It would have been just young.
It has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I know. On the surface, it doesn't. But you have to look at this from a corporate standpoint, because remember how little the investors actually know about the properties.
Well, like,
yeah, if, to them, to a lot half of them, the little green thing, both of them are the same. They might as well be.
I guess they don't want to confuse the people out there. But like,
probably the son of Yoda.
But it wouldn't be a baby version of Yoda. It'd just be a younger Yoda. It'd be like
that's what I'm saying. It's all the exact same character and property to them. It's just money.
It just says like it's. After that, she says that like oh, we're pulling lore from the High Republic, and I'm like, where on paper do any of these characters exist in the High Republic? Tell me now where in the lore of High Republic that lesbian witches freaking manipulated the Force to create twins. Not just a single child, but twins. Show me that lore. Also, too, don't act like you're freaking Fox developing a Marvel movie where you're limited on which character rights you have. You're all under the same freaking house. You're all Disney. So it wasn't a matter of fact that they didn't get the freaking rights to use Yoda. If they wanted to, they could have used Yoda.
Hold on, man. That argument's like saying that just because Deadpool is owned by the same company that they should have been able to use all of the X-Men.
They could have.
Nah, they were not going to give him the rights to all of that because they weren't going to pay everybody for that.
Okay, but Deadpool had a budget of $50 million, okay? The Acolyte, I am pretty sure, hold on, I'm going to look up real quick what the budget on Acolyte, but I'm pretty sure it was the highest
per episode budget, like shit.
I'm pretty sure the Acolyte had the highest budget of any Disney TV show ever made. But let me double check on that. But while I'm looking at this, let me talk about something else.
Yeah, so man, while he's looking that up, we're also going to talk about how
it spent 50.
Fucks about this.
It spent so the Acolyte spent $50 million alone in pre-production.
What?
The Acolyte spent $50 million alone in pre-production.
It doesn't even look like that in the show.
That is $5 million more than the entirety of the pre-production of Rogue One.
And Rogue One was awesome. Fucking awesome. Or like,
sure, sure. Let's go with that. That's what we're gonna call this now. Yep.
We're gonna call this. Okay.
So, oh, and here's okay. So the latest addition to the Galaxy Far, Far Away creator, Leslie Headland, revealed in the New York Times profile that the show's budget reached a staggering $180 million.
Okay. Total? Pretty sure it's a total, not a per episode.
I favorite. This conversation has made me sit up. It's go time.
No, so that's total. So averaging to about $22.5 million per episode.
I'm this fucking annoyed that they had the budget. The fucking budget.
Of a small country.
Of whatever. Of a small... Well, to fucking finance something probably double the amount of fucking Rogue One. Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, fantastic movie. It's probably the best Star Wars movie released since freaking Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. But failed to get anybody to know about Star Wars. I get that in the last week's episode, I talked about, hey, it might have been interesting having someone who knows nothing about Star Wars write a script about Star Wars and just give us their take on it. No. After seeing this fucking episode, I recant my statement from last week. This was an atrocity. These people should be shot. These people should be fucking fired and kicked out of Hollywood for whatever the fuck they gave us this week. Like, they were making shit up about the lore of these witches who uses the Force. Okay, they use the Force to do whatever. I guess that's a thing for witches, which not all of them use the Force. I mean, the biggest one we got were the Night Sisters, and maybe they did. Only one Night Sister I knew uses the Force, and she was kind of the weird one.
Makes sense.
Or the fact that the Jedi were not taking babies, which is what they're really known for. They're taking a child around maybe like 9 or 10.
No, they said that was too old.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Is that finish your point. I'll get back to that.
Finish my point. These girls are probably what, 9 or 10?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little older. I'm not sure. I can't really tell a kid's age. But this is younger than Anakin when he got picked up. And expecting them to not memorize and be emotional about their families. So they're supposed to go through the trials to try to join the Jedi Order at way past when they should have been. Like, the Jedi wouldn't have given a shit. And the last thing is, and here's the last part about my complaints about this episode before I get to the real fucking nitty gritty when we talk about the fire, is why the fuck do all these witches say the most random shit all the time? We'll get to the chat of the one, the two, and the more. Like, what the fuck was that? Trying to think like they're Jedi, but they're not Jedi because they're witches. So they're being hunted down and killed when it doesn't even show that. And then, how the fuck did the fire spread that quickly? That's all I wanted.
The fire in the stone building.
Okay, that didn't make any sense because we're all meant to think. Side with OSHA that May was the one that started the fire and killed everybody, right? We thought leading up to this, it was like, oh, it's probably like a farmhouse or something, just like a four-person family. No, it's claimed that May massacred an entire village just by starting one fire in a single room in this one like part of the freaking village. And also, when you come, when you walk out of it, there's dead bodies scattered all over the place for some reason, and there's rubble everywhere, but they don't show anything that, like, any outside person had any involvement in it, but they're still trying to make you believe it was May, but very clearly the destruction shown, either May went freaking crazy berserk past starting a fire and started freaking carpet bombing the entire freaking place, called an airstrike or something.
Oh, and by the way, there was one little scene that I noticed on my second viewing, which I overlooked the first time, and I said, huh, and I told this to Brian, was remember when they were talking with the girls and showing them the force, and then the weird mom fucking walks in and said, I think there was someone there. Like, the Jedi haven't even broken in yet. Yet, there's someone in the temple already. There's someone else fucking there.
Oh,
And
yeah.
Well,
that's supposed
obviously, that's
to
the
be a big
person that
surprise.
set the fire and then conveniently put the fire out when it was no longer needed. Because you do recall the immediately following that scene, the fire just kind of isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah.
No, it was there. It was burning the whole temple just in
The
like
Stone
random
Temple.
spots. It was just weird. And I
That's
was
what
like,
I'm saying. If it's a all-encompassing fire that killed everybody, why are you unable to see it just outside?
yeah, like, and even the inside wasn't burning that much either. Like, where did this fire come from? Why did all the witches die without a lick of a fight? Because when the Jedi showed up, all those witches were ready to throw down.
Exactly.
But yet
They
they
were
all
all ready
died.
to throw hands, like one after the other.
Yet they all died like they fucking drank the juice at that one fucking camp that all those people died at. Like, what the fuck was that?
I don't
Don't know.
know. Like, I just. Now, they're also going to try. They're going to make this alluding to the fact that, oh, the Jedi had to have involvement because that one dude from the previous episode killed himself willingly. He said, we thought we were doing the right thing. So. There's
What,
a. There,
the Padawan that became a master after 16 fucking years?
which
That guy?
10 of those years he spent in that floating freaking meditation state.
Yeah, the fucking Padawan who got fucking mind controlled by one of the witches, which is one of the few times they use actual fucking magic on
Yeah.
space wizards. Like,
Like the one time
holy.
they could actually show that they're actually a legitimate threat to these four guys, and you're gonna make me believe that they just came and massacred their entire village and without a single one of them putting up a fight against any of them. Bull crap.
My biggest fucking gripe was the end of episode 3 with the Wookiee to give us a fucking flashback and doesn't show us a Wookiee throwing down. Like, I was under the impression this episode was about to be Mei killing the Wookiee Jedi, which I'm all for her killing all these fucking Jedis except for Sol. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's gonna die in a way that,
Does it
because
matter?
yeah, it does matter to me because I have a feeling that Sol's gonna sacrifice himself for fucking Osha or Mei to try to bring him to the light or finish her trial or whatever as a way to teach her, and then he's gonna become a fucking force ghost. I have money that someone's gonna be like, ooh, remember these force ghost things? And then they're gonna be like, Soul's one of them.
That sounds like the shit that's gonna happen too. I really don't like
I have
that.
a,
No,
I have
like I feel like this episode was written by somebody who the only Star Wars movie that they watched in their research was Episode One, and they saw this. Oh, that's
they
cool. Is
fucking
there's
did
a,
the Midichlorian count.
yeah, like they literally did every single. They did the freaking test with the cups. They did a blood sample. The test for Midichlorian count. They said it. Who's their father? There is no father. And.
Oh, their
Like,
father went out for milk and just never came back.
damn.
That.
I knew it.
So,
Damn milk drinking bastards.
Oh my
like,
gosh. I would put
This
money
is.
that, like, I feel like every episode's gonna be written to the similarity of one of the Star, because there's nine Star Wars movies, there's nine main Star Wars movies, eight episodes of the Acolyte, so there's a possibility that we're just gonna see shows written to the inspiration of each movie.
Was this fucking fan fiction? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, at this point it is.
This is like fan fiction from a non-fan. What is this? Like the fucking 50 Shades of Grey?
Talk?
Twilight fan
Can we?
fiction?
It's kind of ridiculous at this point, man. I mean, they're going to do it because they can, but really, the question is, what are you going to do about it?
Just want to
Watch next week's episode and bitch about it on the podcast, apparently.
just
Like,
want to know.
that's all we really can do. I mean, by
want
this
to
point,
know so much.
we're just doing watch parties because honestly, the show's fucking unwatchable.
It's a hate watch.
It is that bad.
It's a hate watch show now.
It's not even hate watching, man. He had to beg me to watch this shit. I didn't want it in my viewing, in my memory.
Brian's dad watched it and
He likes
stopped.
all the Star Wars drivel, dude. He likes all the things, man. Star Wars, Twilight, like every poorly written story that is there that's mildly entertaining, I gotta watch that. Even
By the
he
way,
couldn't put up with
we're three
this.
episodes in and we have yet to see a lightsaber actually used in a fight yet.
Yeah, we
Oh
haven't.
yeah, I forgot. A
The
couple got
very
turned
first
on,
episode.
but not you. It didn't get used in a fight. It got turned on.
Oh, right, yeah.
Nothing.
And then the second
Oh.
episode, they didn't really fight with a. Huh.
Yeah, right?
The fucking Jedi!
I know, huh?
They say they go for peace all the time, but they fucking go with their lightsabers like it's going out of style, like every single time.
What's one
What's
of
what
like
makes
the
them fucking cool?
what's the main
Yeah,
one of the
dog.
main things that
That's what I'm saying.
Star Wars
What makes
fans
them cool? What the fuck makes them cool? I just thought about that right now.
They refuse to use their lightsabers for combat.
Oh my gosh, we're three episodes in. Oh.
Saber, I gotta ask you a question.
Yes.
Your rating for episode 4 of Masters of the Air was 4 out of 10. Is this episode better or worse than that one?
I don't, sir. I don't think I even could put this on a rating scale. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it deserves a rating.
I'm almost upset at this episode, just for having to watch it. Like, just genuinely, because like,
I had more entertainment making Brian and you watch this episode than I did enjoying it myself, and I watched it fucking twice. I
just.
had, and bear in mind, I know Kevin, you haven't seen The Last of Us, and I've told you guys about The Last of Us and how good it is. I mean, we did an episode about Fallout, and I asked if you wanted to watch The Last of Us. And episode 3 of The Last of Us, I have called it every single time, was just fucking gay.
It was
That
unnecessarily gay.
episode I can watch 10 times over than watching whatever the fuck I watched twice.
I'm real with you. I was there for the episode, and I still don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, like there was it was supposed to be the flashback to the flashback, and we don't know what's going on. Nothing was explained. Nothing was even
hell is happening here?
introduced.
Nothing was
All
revealed.
it was.
Like, there wasn't like a secret that was revealed other than the fact that like, oh, they came from witches. That's it.
Honestly, a 5 minute flashback would have been better than the whole 40 minutes it took for them to show us this episode. It didn't,
Yeah.
it was unnecessary. You got
Completely.
8 episodes, and one of them was completely wasted on a fucking flashback. And the only problem with that is, what are you going to do with the other 5 episodes? Or, yeah, 5 episodes. We're on episode 3. I just fucking lost count how many episodes we have. 5 episodes are like, okay, so one has to kill the Wookiee Jedi. One has to kill Soul if he does end up
Watch
dying.
these things all happen in the same episode.
I doubt Soul would. I doubt they're going to kill Soul in the same episode.
No, just think about it, just from a different perspective. So this show is very clearly a female empowerment show. Very clearly a female empowerment show, right? Can we agree on that?
Actually, it was kind of funny. I saw somebody's take on the show that it's actually homophobic because they gave the cringiest part and the most hating part of the show to a group of lesbians.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're also the main characters.
Yeah, the claim is that Disney's actually trying to destroy lesbians and gays. That's the take that they made
Well, they're
because
doing a damn good job.
they are doing a very good job.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of gay people make shit up. They got rid of those fucking U-turn signs over there, like Redondo Beach or some shit recently. Like, you can't make a U-turn because it's gay. I'm like, what? Or don't make the U-turn because you're gay. I was like, okay, but.
Bring it back to the show. Bring it back to the show, Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a lot of complaints about the LGBTQ plus community and their fucking war on everybody. But yeah, this is, we'll talk about the show. The fucking show. Cancel me. I dare you. I don't care.
Wait, hold on. You're big enough to get canceled?
I wish, God, man, if I was fucking able to be canceled.
Thank you for the ego check.
I can't wait till we actually get it. Saber, we're gonna be high and mighty on ourselves real quick because holy fuck. We
It
just.
was ridiculous.
Dog's barking. But yeah, it's like. Lesbian stuff aside. I told you this. I don't care if they put fucking a tranny in there. Just make it realistic to the show. These characters made no fucking sense. Because both the characters, the girls, are black. Their quote-unquote mother, who did not carry them, is black, which that made sense. But the mother that did carry them was white. So how did they get the genetics to become black?
You see, normally I'd be making an argument about this, but that's a good ass question. It don't make a lick of sense in this context.
Yeah. So, is the mother really the mother? Or is it a father, but they transitioned?
Well, even then, you gotta go, or did y'all just say that we magically took some of our DNA from each other and then magicked it into a child that
I mean,
didn't collapse under its own weight?
yeah, like. There's ways you could turn this around, and I'm only bringing that shit up because, you know, they started it first and fuck them. But like that part didn't make sense because at least with Shuri, Anakin's mother, she didn't know who the fuck her got her pregnant, nor did anyone perform a ritual on her, which I'm assuming they did. This is why I'm like, yeah, these aren't the chosen one. They probably were born out of a ritual. A witch ritual. Shuri, on the other hand,
Ritual.
was just out of fucking left field and she's pregnant. And she's probably like, I have no idea how I got fucking pregnant, but I'm just gonna deal with it.
Yeah.
And another fashion. What the fuck was that choreography for the dance?
Uncoordinated.
There was weird laughs. There, nothing was in sync. And then the way they say
Oh, by the way, the laugh I thought was the laugh from Jabba's Palace.
but just like the way they kept saying it, like the power of many,
Power of one, the power of two, the power of many.
many.
Jesus.
What was this?
That was like that.
God.
It's like I get it, but what the hell?
You could have just like it would have been such like it would have been like 30% less cringe if they just said many instead of many.
Many. Oh man, like I'm looking at the fucking meme I sent you, the power of one, the power of two, the power of the audience score, which
Yeah.
is 16% as last time I checked. It was so fucking stupid. The power of many literally made no fucking sense.
Power of
Like,
many. I don't know what their claim, is supposed to be. Like, they're witches, but I don't know if their claim is supposed to be like the force belongs to everybody and should not just be like, the. But like,
that's what it, like, literally, I thought it would have been cooler if they made them fucking Grey Jedi.
Yeah, it would have been much better. It would have made a lot more sense why the Jedi were so hellbent on getting to them. But no, they're freaking weird witches that don't really stand for anything, and their teachings don't make any sense. Like, I really don't understand the lesson that was trying to be taught. Going
through those two girls held hands and pushed the quote mother back, and they were a little stronger. I'm all like, yeah, that's a fucking thing. Like, the Clone Wars show showed us that if the Jedi work together, they don't need to hold their fucking hands to, you know, push shit out of the way or control someone's mind who doesn't want to be controlled. So them holding hands was just extra. Like, what the fuck was that about? And they still got their asses kicked. Like, they're weak.
Yeah. Huh. I don't necessarily understand what the hell they were going with that either.
Like, holy shit. Like, this whole series of Star Wars Acolyte has just been the Star Wars rant brought to you by Arby's. But, like, fuck.
Damn straight, man. It's wild. Like, what the hell?
Like,
they can pay me in curly fries.
Like, it's not entertaining. So, they're blatantly telling the fans to either nut up or shut up. And all the fans are like, no, this fucking thing sucks. Like, what the hell are you giving us?
And dude, they're like upset we asked for real content.
Yeah, they're that's the other thing. Like, they got upset that we want a show that we want to watch about a universe that is fascinating to us. And believe me, there's other universes that are way stronger than Star Wars.
Right.
And expect us to back down in our criticism because it's gay.
Like, here's the thing. Us as Star Wars fans, we're not looking for the next Academy Award winning freaking piece of cinema when it comes to Star Wars.
I want Star Wars to fucking
kick
Lord of the Rings ass.
That's almost impossible, but we're going to move past that. But I want what I saw in the trailer for every single trailer that ever existed for the Old Republic online game, the MMO.
It's a 4-hour fucking video.
I want that. I want that type of action. I want freaking full-scale conflict of freaking Jedi and Sith. And just leave it at that. I don't care if it like it's like, oh, it's the same stuff as the Clone Wars. Like, I don't care.
I want a Knights of the Old Republic.
I want either that or I want the original war between the Mandalorians and the Jedi and freaking the Jedi Civil War that took place. And I want
y'all know what I want out of my Star Wars fiction, my nice. What? Fancy full Star Wars shows and the media. I want them people what got them their laser swords to be fighting them other people. Sometimes them other people got them white suits on, and sometimes they's just people.
So you want to see the original laser swords with the fucking power cable?
No, not the proto sabers.
I mean,
saying I want my actually that wouldn't be too bad to see it in fucking media. Like, if you now we're talking about it,
like the
proto, I wouldn't mind seeing that either.
The proto sabers were more dangerous because they were able to kill their own user before the lightsaber.
They were like, this has too much energy running through it. Actually,
yeah, just bring back to the era where everybody's running on the dark sabers, because remember the dark saber is the oldest lightsaber in the known Star Wars universe. Because
Crystal was black, and it was just brought to you by a fucking Mandalorian.
Yeah,
but like honestly, there was so much more lore that they could have chosen from the High Republic era, because the High Republic era was like almost 2,000 years. Like,
yeah, it's
fucking long, and honestly, they could have made any story up. And we would have been dope. And they made us one of the most cringiest and downright just fucking unwatchable story I've ever seen. Like, this makes The Room watchable on how at least that story makes sense.
Is the Acolyte giving us our first fat Jedi too? I think so.
How does that make sense?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Isn't the whole point to be fit AF all the time?
Who's the fat Jedi?
Remember in the second episode on the outpost of that planet and
No, there was a fat Jedi before.
No, there wasn't. Name one. Who was it? Exactly. There's no such thing. Because why? Because Jedi need to be physically fit at all freaking times. They are the they're monks. Monks stay in shape. This guy does not make any sense.
Well, I mean, he didn't necessarily have to be a Jedi. He could have been an assistant.
I don't know if they were, maybe they tried using it as like that. This is how comfortable the Jedi have gone and how lazy they are. But I just don't. Nothing about this show. I mean, they almost had me. I was sipping the Kool-Aid a little bit after the first two episodes. I was sipping that Kool-Aid just a little bit.
And, we gave him the benefit of the doubt. That's all we did.
And
we
said
that last week.
And then I took the Kool-Aid and just freaking dumped it out into the sink because. I've never seen a TV show ruin itself so early on and quickly and fumble.
What about Masters of the Air?
No, Masters of the Air at least was like it was a process. Never like you felt like it took a step backwards. Actually, no, we specifically said that some of those episodes took a step backwards.
We did. I'm gonna be real with you. Masters of the Air, we're only bringing this up because that was literally our first, eight episodes since we came back and did the shit. We criticized the shit out of it every week. We talked about how it took a step back, but at least it was fucking cool. This shit is boring as fuck. There's no any action that has been shown literally since the beginning as well, except for the very first fight, was covered up by dirt. They don't even give us the decency of showing us what the fuck happened. The fire was covered by the door. The explosion of the building was covered up in mystery because we should be curious of what happened to the fucking building. I'm a little curious because I'm like, what the fuck caused that type of fire to go out of control in a stone building? The fight between Sol and May, she blew up a dust storm and got away.
Yeah. That's all that really happened, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything cool is hidden away. When the first Jedi died, she was staring... We were staring at the bartender, or the bar owner, as she got stabbed in the fucking chest.
Yeah. That, in particular, I didn't understand, because that's part of Jedi training, is to dodge and react to things that you can't see.
Yeah, but you're telling me that, also, going through, what we've seen in Star Wars so far, a gut and chest freaking puncture, other than the exception of,
lightsaber,
Qui-Gon Jinn, it seems to be a pretty easily healed thing to get back from, and that is pretty significant.
You gotta remember that the weapons they use instantly cauterize the wounds they create.
Okay, but also keep in mind too, it's not like this blade went in all the way into her chest. It went in 2 inches.
Half an inch. It probably didn't even break the sternum.
Now I think about it, you're right. She also would have had to crack ribs if
It wasn't even enough to get to actually her. If anything, her boob can be credited for saving her life.
Well, it stabbed her in the middle, so it would have to go through the fucking hardest part of your fucking rib cage, the sternum. I believe it's called the sternum.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've seen. Yeah, it has to go straight through the sternum to puncture her heart. Now, I may not be a doctor, but that shit is probably thicker than half an inch.
Well, to be fair, I'm not going to recall the exact placement of it because it's a knife. It's a thin knife. It's completely plausible that she just slipped it in between the ribs or right below the solar plexus. You know, I'll give that just simply because of
But
how the human body works.
that's protected by the lungs.
Regardless,
Yes and
she
no.
should not have just died on the spot.
Yeah,
The
you're
heart.
right. That whole process involves bleeding out.
Yeah, the heart. If she got the only way that she would have died on the spot is she got directly stabbed in the heart. Like, stabbed in the lungs, she could still fucking breathe, or still survive to an extent, maybe a little longer. But where she got stabbed, like I said, I'm not a doctor or a biologist or whatever. I'm like, or someone who stabbed somebody, so I'm not very 100% sure. But I don't think that would have, it would have hurt. It would have punctured her for sure, but I don't think that would have killed her right then and there. Unless it had poison on it.
Even yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how to defend that.
Like, yeah,
I
neither do I.
can't
I'm
really.
like,
It's like I get it. Hey, that might have had another thing to do with it. There might have been more to it than the blade and whatever. Maybe it was made of some special material. I don't know. They never really touched on it again.
yeah. And I don't get why she has to kill them without
Wow.
weapons. That just doesn't make sense. Like,
But hey,
I
let's move it to the reviews, shall we? I'm reading some of the audience writings on this from Rotten Tomatoes, which, by the way, for those who don't know, it's rocking a whopping magical 14% audience score right
Oh,
now.
it went down. I said 16 earlier.
So yeah, there's a lot of 1-star reviews for this, and then for some reason you got a couple of people in here, like Sophia F, 5-star rating. I don't get where all the hate comes from. The characters are complex, the acting and emotion are off the charts for Star Wars, and the exploration of the Hope Republic Jedi looks great and flawed, but always interesting. I did not find the writing cringe and think this is probably my second favorite Star Wars show after Andor. F you guys for review bombing it.
She compared it to Andor.
It's her second favorite show behind Andor.
That's okay. Now this is a real human, right?
See, I think there's maybe some people on Disney staff who's probably fleeing to here to, because I don't think the show even deserves. Like, if you want to give a 3-star rating, fine, but 5-star, absolutely not. My favorite kind of Star Wars: dark, light tension and moral ambiguity, a little slow burn mystery, cool action sequences, even sibling stuff. Bonus points for neat exploration of other relationships to the Force. That's a that 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 was a 5-star review.
okay, I got two here. One from Minnie. I'm not even gonna say her last name. It's Indian. This is a positive review from RottenTomatoes.com. Twin, li this literally sounds like a promotional entity. Like, she's telling us, oh, here's what you expect. It's called Twins, Jedi Masters Who've Lost Their Faith, Padawans Have Gone Astray. There's only one Padawan. Revenge, retribution, murder, and a desperate race against the time to find the truth to combine into a gripping cocktail. That is not a review. That is just a description of the show, and the description is wrong.
An actual like Rotten Tomatoes critic wrote this freaking tagline and it's making me crack up. The sight of a lightsaber coming to life has become about as thrilling as turning on a table lamp.
Like, these are critic reviews, by the way, and they're 50-50, and they all say it sucks. Like, either it's really good or really sucks. I'm trying to find it. Like, holy crap. Like, that was a reviewer. Like, I can watch all the. This one, 5 stars by Lee. I'm enjoying the series. Isn't perfect, but the story is interesting. Limb looking for. seeing how the truth unfolds. Oh my god. Oh, here we go. Here's a good one by Charles B. All these sweaty, fragile neckbeards need to realize that Star Wars isn't for them.
What?
I'll read that again. Five-star review. All these sweaty, fragile neckbeards need to realize that Star Wars isn't for them. Last time I checked, I don't have a neckbeard because I shave and I love Star Wars. I have it tattooed on my fucking body. It's a kid's show that has progressed through the times. This is not a kid's show. This is a show about murder. So this is not a fucking kid's show. This is for maybe teens and young adults and older. Unlike the salty swine that has made it their mission to remove Star Wars from existence because it's not like it used to be, because it is not like it used to be. If the show isn't for you, then move along and stop trying to ruin it. For the rest of us that just want to watch a sci-fi space adventure. This is from Charles B. Back in June 18, 2024. Today. Said that we are... First of all, he just insulted people. Then told us that this is a kid's show, which is it is not. This is a very dark show, not meant for children. Because it also said it before you watched the damn show. And
this is utter ridiculousness. What?
And he said, instead of being critical on the show, if you don't like it, don't tell us about it. Move on.
And that's the whole point of putting out public productions, is to get public feedback?
Yeah. That's the type of reviewer that we're getting. Everyone else is literally saying, yeah, the show sucks. The cost, like, there's different things here. Terrible dialogue, lore-breaking changes, shit like
everything
that.
Some feels inconsistent.
Like, they're all saying, like, hey, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't work with Star Wars. Like, you guys really went off the rails here. And then you got people trying to defend the show, and everyone's like, no, dude, that's not what we meant. I mean, if you like the show, you like the show, but this show fucking sucks.
I really don't understand how you actually could like the show. I'll be completely frank, because the show is absolute trash.
Oh, well, I remember what I was thinking about earlier. This show gives me the same vibes that I got off Velma, you know?
Who actually likes, like, this show? Crap.
Yes, it's just, yo, who greenlit this? Okay, I get it, you have a lot of money, but, like, you can't really think this is entertaining. Hey, like, do you really believe that?
Bro, from Consuela L, by the way, these are all from RottenTomatoes.com. If you want to go look at it yourself. We're not making this shit up. 5-star review was out, given out yesterday, the 17th. I love that episode 3 gives a lot of unanswered questions. That's literally our main fucking complaint.
There was literally one question answered, and that's just, where did they come from?
Like, okay, you want us to have a mystery? Tell us that in episode 1. Not episode 3.
The reason why you know that people are the people who are giving us positive reviews are people who probably work for Disney, is because the reviews on Audience Scores, it's either you hate the show, like a half star or 1-star review for it, or you absolutely love it, like a 4 or 5 star. There's no 3-star, 2-star review. It's all like love or hate it.
I found a 3.5-star right now from Brayden. 3 episodes in, the show has intriguing ideas, the masters are interesting, fucking masters have barely said anything, and the show is engaging. Great set design and great, pretty good cast. Adds some interesting perspective
what
on the
are
Jedi.
You engaging with?
There are some aspects of the show that are frustrating, and they continue to struggle with the live-action dialogue. However, it is very, in quotations, and pretty much all Star Wars media outside of Rogue One and Andor. The Clone Wars is extremely well dialogue. However, it is very clear that a large number of people will people don't like about his show, and it has little to do with quality, will update after the season concludes. That's a fair fucking statement for him, but there's also shit like, yo, this show sucks.
Like, I feel that. Oh, there's
like, the only reason I'm gonna watch this next episode is because I want to fucking tell you guys how much it sucks next week. Unless they turn it around, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. There should be a fucking Wookiee in there. But yeah, that was Acolyte episode 3 in our second episode about talking about Acolyte, guys.
I want to throw me off this ride.
No. You're gonna suffer with us. It's gonna be glorious. We'll be watching it tomorrow, Brian. If you'd like to join us, so at least you don't have to watch it tomorrow. Right, Kevin?
Yes.
We're gonna do a watch together, so we can thoroughly enjoy the show as it's meant to be. With friends. But in that case, that's us ranting about Acolyte, because we can keep going on this shit for hours. And I'm pretty sure after 20 minutes, we'll probably say the same thing over again. Brian, what would you rate this episode out of 10?
No.
Kevin, what would you rate this episode out of 10?
Potato.
All right. How
dare you insult potatoes like that?
You're right. I'm sorry. Radish.
Myself, I'll rate this a solid Invasion of Iraq 2003 out of 10.
Hey, there were some bangers you got out of that, you right?
Yeah, the only good thing that came out of the Invasion of 03 were the soldiers and Marines, sailors. The rest of it was a fucking shit show.
But, yeah. I would say that this has been the Unqualified Podcast, and I feel more qualified than the people who made the show, though. So, I could probably
write a better story.
I think there's better fan fiction out there on Reddit threads that they could have stolen from.
All right. You want to go fan fiction? I'll write you 3 episodes right now with our same characters with a similar plot. Episode 1, May is out there attacking the first Jedi. Great. Olivia, or Osha, is on the spaceship doing her job. She gets arrested for murder, just like it happens in the very first episode. Literally the first 30 minutes were 20 minutes were fine. Honestly, I thought that was kind of intriguing. And then I was like, after that, we'll get a quick 5-minute flashback. Or actually, no. We'll get the crash on the planet, and Olivia and May see each other. They find out they're alive. Second episode, quick flashback to them in the temple, and everybody dies. That's it. 5 minutes, nothing more, nothing less. May kills another Jedi. There you go. There's 2 episodes for you.
Well, thank you all for listening. You'll have a great rest of your day. And we'll see you next week to talk about episode 4.
I swear to God, it better be good.